This is round 8 of the National Super Bowl College Tournament between Michigan A and Harvard A. Michigan A, if you guys want to buzz in and give your names.
You have
one in like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm very bad at red.
You're okay. Number one. I'll tell you when it's you.
Curtis. I have trouble with the color red.
Yes, I'll tell you.
Will.
And Saul.
Right, Harvard.
No.
That's not what we're
saying. Dallas.
I'm a fool, but I'm not photographer.
Steven. I know what an F-64 was until you... And Grail.
Okay, so let's get started with round 8. Toss up. One stanza in this poem describes a character who, though weak and old the night before, stands powerfully in front of his forces waving his sword. The second section of this poem concludes with Orlick questioning another character to find the location of that character's money. This poem's first song describes the beauty of Maria, the daughter of the chieftain Kochebe, who becomes opposed to Maria's husband when the latter decides on rebellion. Prefaced by a quote from Byron's Mazeppa, this poem describes Mazeppa's alliance with a proud Swedish king and the eventual defeat of the two by Peter the Great. For imports, I don't know this poem about the title clash of the Great Northern War, written by Alexander Pushkin.
Battle of Poltava?
No.
What?
Battle of Narva.
Which is called Poltava, the battle, apparently. Toss it to him. In one short drama, this man is disturbed by a blind old man playing arias on a violin, then proclaims, "Your sleep will be a long one," before realizing genius and villainy are two things incompatible. In an opera, he is told that a mysterious man in black commissioned a certain work before asking about a falling out with Beaumarchais. He devours a pastry and recalls failing to seduce Constance in the frame story of a play, in which his anger at God for choosing an inappropriate vessel for talent drives his rage. For then points, name this character in a Pushkin short story, Rimsky-Korsakov opera, and Peter Schaefer play, all based on the legend of him.
Mozart?
No. Poisoning his rival, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pushkin. Pushkin.
It's a Pushkin theme packet after that, so yes.
It's a good thing we didn't get
noticed.
Baseball.
Bonus. This region included the island of Rügen, and its western half is joined today with Mecklenburg to form a state in Germany. For 10 points each, identify this historical region now partitioned between Germany and Poland. It was once ruled by the House of Griffins.
Pomerania.
Western Pomerania came under the control of this country following the Peace of Westphalia. It entered the 30 Years' War under its king, Gustavus Adolphus.
Sweden.
Eastern Pomerania was once controlled by the Teutonic Knights, who signed this agreement following the Battle of Grunwald with Vitatis and Dracalia. A later treaty of this name ended the 13 Years' War.
What?
Something
like
thorn,
or like
is it
Strassland?
Or, answer.
Piece of thorn.
30 points. Yeah. Nope. Toss up the third. A group of pirates based on this island repelled Marcus Antonius at Sidonia, but were subsequently defeated by Quintus Cecilius Metellus. A shipbuilder named Daskalogianus. Yeah, power.
Nice. I mean, it's back and forth.
So, identify some trails from American history for 10 points each. This trail offered a shorter route to the goldfields of Montana in the 1860s, although it cut through Indian territory. Its namesake was killed by a band of Blackfeet Sioux in Yellowstone in 1867.
Yeah,
yeah. Is it one Bozeman?
Yeah, John Bozeman's first trek across the Bozeman Trail ended at this location in modern-day Wyoming. It was the site of an 1868 treaty with the Sioux.
Could be.
Yeah.
Answer.
For Laramie.
William Becknell popularized this trail, which ran from Independence, Missouri, to its namesake, New Mexico City.
San Fe Trail.
30 points.
Oh. We know that really well.
Toss four. Primary candidates in this state's 2012 Senate election include the founder of Cornerstone Schools and the former chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. That candidate for office from this state ran an ad in which a figure identified in HTML code as Yellow Girl rides a bicycle through a rice paddy and dances.
That's Debbie Stenden now. Is that California?
No. through a voice patty and denounces the economic policies of a current Democratic senator from this state in broken English. Former Libertarian Party mainstay and non-hockey coach Scotty Bowman is also a candidate for the Republican nomination in this state, which will likely go to either Clark Durant or Pete Hoekstra. For 10 points, name this state where the those Republicans are vying to oppose Debbie Stabenow and where positions on the bailout of the auto industry will figure prominently.
It's Michigan.
It is.
No, I was just talking about that commercial with my friend.
We weren't going to get that anyway. So.
Yeah, yeah. That was a strategic thing.
No, it was like... No, it was an anti-hook.
So, Michigan, you get this bonus. Three figures look toward the sandy ground in the tragedy, one of these paintings. For 10 points each, identify this name given to paintings like Portrait of Suzanne Bloch and The Old Guitarist.
Rose Period.
Blue Period. This is Spanish artist of Guernica painted the Blue Period works.
Picasso.
A local ad agency offered an annual birthday cake to a Picasso sculpture built for this city. A fork rises from an eye in a Joan Miró sculpture named for the city.
Chicago.
20 points. Toss a five. This region was home to an insurrectionary movement called the Black Flags, as well as a rebellion in support of a royal pretender named Puo Combo. The Darlan-Kato Agreement provided for the stationing of Japanese troops in this polity, which experienced another rebellion led by Kempetti military police. This polity gained additional territory by annexing a protectorate of... as a protectorate, a nation ruled by King Norodom, and forced the Treaty of Hue...
French Indochina.
Power.
Yeah,
Hey,
just figure that out.
Going to
come
first. Yeah. All right, Michigan, your bonus. This term defines the spread westward of diseases like smallpox and malaria, and the spread eastward of crops like maize. For 10 points each, identify this term for a 1492 event, which titles a 1972 ecological history by Alfred W. Crosby.
Columbian Exchange.
This author of Collapse discussed the interactions between Europeans and groups like the Inca in his book Gun, Germs, and Steel.
Diamond.
Redcliffe Salmon wrote a book on the history and social influence of this crop, part of the Columbian Exchange. Frederick the Great once ordered his troops to guard a field of them in order to trick his subjects into thinking that they were worth stealing and eating.
Potatoes.
30 points.
Nice. Love it.
Potato tonsil.
Potato war.
That's mentioned earlier.
Toss up six. This event was a setting for T.F. Mao's film Black Sun and the more recent City of Life and Death. John McGee helped save lives during this event, while Minnie Vatrin is known as its Anne Frank. John Rabe was reprimanded by German officials for intervening in this event, which was chronicled in Iris Chang's 1998 history that called it a forgotten.
Rape
and Nanking. Yeah, 10 points. Rape and Nanking. Bonus. The founder of this movement wrote a treatise defending the works of St. Augustine of Hippo. For 10 points each, identify this theological movement whose adherents included Antoine Arnauld and Pasquier Cazenel.
Jansenism.
One follower of Jansenism was this thinker whose namesake Wager justifies belief in God. He wrote Pensées.
Pascal.
The 10th pope of this name issued the bull Cum Occasion, attacking the Jansenist concept of grace and free will. Another pope of this name offered Sicily to the son of Henry III of England.
That's innocent.
Really?
Innocent.
30 points.
Yeah.
Which is second. Toss seven. A book by Alfred Roth first detailed the particulars of this belief. This notion is illustrated in a contemporary cartoon that shows a man with breasts wearing a chef's hat and performing the namesake action in a trench behind barbed wire.
So like stabbing in the back legend?
Yeah, power.
Oh.
Origins of Nazism class.
Dude, that's good.
It's like the idea that like, the Jews caused
like,
the
Germany
World
never
War.
Actually lost World yeah. War One. The stupid Jews.
So Michigan, you guys get this bonus. A less famous event of this name occurred in 1930 when 2,000 of Li San's followers were ordered killed by Mao following an ill-planned series of strikes. For 10 points each, give this identically named event of 1933 in which dissident KMT members Chen Mingxue, Kai Jiankai, and Jian Guangnai made concessions to the communists in order to set up a new left-leaning government in the namesake southeastern province.
So some kind of summit or...
Fujian, isn't it? The Fujian leaders were opposed to the erratic rule of this generalissimo who controlled the KMT following the death of Sun Yat-sen.
Fujian was located within this state, self-proclaimed by Zhu Dai and Mao as the first significant territory controlled by Chinese communists. It was targeted by Chiang's encirclement campaign, including a scheme to surround the entire region with electrified barbed wire in the Iron Bucket Plan.
Isn't that thing in the northwest?
Fujian is a province, but I don't know what
this answer. This is the Jiangxi Soviet. 10 points.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah,
that's... Puzzle number 8. The People's Story Museum in the city occupies the building that used to be the Canongate Toll Booth, and the walls of the city have included the Telfer and Netherbow ports. The highest hill in the city is known as Arthur's Seat. David Brizio was murdered in Holyrood Palace in this city.
Edinburgh.
Power.
It seems so.
So, Harvard, you get this bonus. Identify the following about the Venona Project, a U.S.-UK joint effort to decode encrypted Soviet cables for 10 points each. The cables led to the arrest and eventual execution of this couple accused of passing nuclear secrets onto the Soviets through a Los Alamos machinist named David Greenglass.
Rosenberg.
The Venona cables have provided evidence to support this man's accusations against Alger Hiss. His Baltimore documents were subpoenaed by HUAC during Hiss's trial.
Chambers.
Two rolls of undeveloped film were found inside one of these objects at Whitaker Chambers' estate, providing the name to the documents that implicated Alger Hiss.
Hopkins.
Yeah, 30. Toss up 9. One leader in this conflict was betrayed by a woman who talked about bringing the skin back to get an opportunity to inform to Major Gladwin. After the death of James Dalyell during this conflict, a 200-pound bounty was put on one of its instigators by Jeffrey Amherst. Anger at inadequate...
This is a Black Hawk... Or, no, sorry, Pontiac Rebellion.
No. Inadequate British defenses during this event led to the massacre of Conestogas by the Paxton Boys. The Battle of Bloody Run was a major clash during this event, which also included the siege of Fort Detroit. For 10 points, British annexation of formerly French forts in the Upper Midwest was resisted in 1763 by a large Indian Confederacy in what war?
Pontiac.
Yeah, I mean, you said Black or you said another answer.
Not done the answer.
Like, I think you can't,
you
like,
get... You said Blackhawk.
You said Blackhawk.
Yeah, I mean...
You said black completely, which is...
Yeah, you can't, like, you can, I think, stumble over the word of an answer, but you can't give, like, a different answer and change it midway. Is my understanding of that rule. I mean,
I guess
I'm not 100% sure about that, but I'm...
I guess mark it, but
it's,
for now, it's...
It seems reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are
the power?
The negative. What
did
you guys... not power.
It was not
okay, so I will mark it, and...
It matters?
Yeah.
Thinking that off.
Who got it over here?
What a baddie.
Okay, Steven.
I don't know why I started to say...
All right, so Harvard, you guys get this bonus. Thucydides claimed that the king of Minos, that King Minos of Crete succeeded in ending this practice for a time. For 10 points each, I know why this practice closely related to brigandage. Sir Francis Drake practiced this policy against the Spanish. Polybius singled out this alliance of ancient Greece for practicing piracy. This alliance defeated the Boeotian League at Chaeronea in 245 BCE, and it controlled Delphi for much of the 3rd century BCE. Answer?
Italian.
Yeah. The Lex Gabinia authorized this man to replace the ineffectual Lucius Licinius Lucullus and use a force of 500 ships and 20 legions to fight Mediterranean pirates.
Poppy.
30 points. Toss up 10. One ruler of this empire was advised in religious matters by El Murili and carried on a successful military campaign against the kingdom of Futatoro. Another ruler of this empire captured Walata from Nasser and defeated the Mosi near Lake Debo. The downfall of this empire came under the rule of Ishaq II when its armies were defeated by the Moroccan general Judar Pasha.
Songhai.
It is a Songhai?
He's back.
Michigan, your bonus. Chick Gandil and Eddie Sitcote were among the players banned for their role in the scandal. For 10 points each, what was this 1919 scandal in which shoeless Joe Jackson's involvement is still disputed?
That's with the White Sox.
Black Sox.
World Series pick.
Answer.
Fixing the World Series.
Black Sox.
Yeah. To restore public confidence in the game, this federal judge, named for a Civil War battle, was appointed as the first MLB commissioner. He unilaterally banned Jackson and 7 other members of the 1919 White Sox.
Gettysburg.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis. This third baseman was known as the only man Ty Cobb would not bunt against, and the Ginger Kid. He was not accused of participating in the fix, but was given a lifetime ban for not reporting what he overheard to baseball officials.
I was just hoping they would go into the great Gatsby from that.
Johnson.
Buck Weaver. That is 10 points.
That was disappointing.
How would you name your child?
So after 10 questions, we have Michigan at 150, Harvard at 165, and the protest if it ends up that way. Okay, toss 11. Andres Alfoldi postulated a pneumatic model of this event, during which power was held by a matriarchal society based on tripartite institutions. George Dumézil said that following this event, society was divided according to a trifunctional ideology. Another account of this event, along with a monetary reform measure, exists in the writings of Timaeus. Dionysus of...
Like the creation world...
No. Dionysus of Halicarnassus attributed it to Helenesius, one mythological version of this event. And the date of this event may have been fixed using work by Nepos and Atticus by M. Terentius Varro. This event serves as a title for a historical work originally of 142 books written by Livy and titled Ad Urbe Condita, but it was identified by this event, which in 753 BCE established a city at the mouth of the Tiber.
Founding of Rome.
Yeah.
Yep,
I was going to
thank
you. Your bonus. This man was the first ruler of the 4th dynasty for 10 points each, identified as father of Khufu, who constructed the Red Pyramid.
Okay, there's a Zoser, that's not him. I'm trying to remember who the other Great Pyramids of Giza are.
Answer. Sneferu. Prior to building the Red Pyramid, Sneferu had less success with this pyramid, which notably changed its angle near the top due to structural problems discovered during construction. Bent Pyramid. Sneferu appears with Menes on this artifact, which records the history of Egyptian pharaohs up until the 5th dynasty. It's named for the European city where it is now found.
Like, what's that thing? The Arnor Palace? What's that? It's a European city in the year. Some sort of steel.
Basil. Answer.
Arnor.
Palermo Stone. No points.
Wow. That was
we should have done more. We should have looked this up last time. Remember I asked you?
It's not bad.
Toss up 12. One action during this campaign consisted of a clash between the forces of Richard Anderson and Wesley Merritt. After that battle at Cedarville, Anderson moved north to support the attack on Summit Point. During this campaign, one general was ousted from Winchester in the Battle of Opequon. Following that battle, the victorious general won again at Fisher's Hill, after which the victors spent several weeks burning crops rather than continuing pursuit. The last...
Sherman's Georgia campaign?
No. The last battle in this Civil War campaign was a meaningless defeat by George Custer of Jubal Early's troops at Waynesboro. Intended to cut supply lines to Lee and make the siege of Richmond easier, for 10 points, identify this campaign conducted by Philip Sheridan in the namesake Virginia Valley.
Shenandoah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? So Stevens, Harvard, you get the status. One political organization in this country was dominated by a man known as Dick Hennis, and it sought to expel the British from the nation. For 10 points each, identify this country whose Enosis movement sought to unite it with a larger nation.
Enosis.
Answer. Cyprus. The northern portion of Cyprus was invaded in 1974 by this country, a longtime rival of Greece, currently ruled by Prime Minister Recep Erdogan.
Turkey.
This militant wing of the Enosis movement in Cyprus deposed Archbishop Makarios and installed Nikos Sampson as the leader of Cyprus shortly before the Turkish invasion. Answer. It's the EOKA.
Yeah,
the EOKA. 10 points on the bonus for Harvard. Toss up 13. This man's Mediterranean power was secured by an alliance with the League of Islanders. After he was appointed to the post of Somatophylax, he captured Bessus, the assassin of Darius III. This man founded the Moesian and wrote a history of military campaigns he participated in that became a major source for Arian. He acquired his first wife, Artacama, during the mass wedding at Susa, cemented a later alliance by marrying Antipater's daughter Eurydice, and finally chose another wife, Berenice. Prompt. Yes. Michigan, your bonus? This man fell in love with Sophia Hopke during his tour of America. For 10 points each, I remember this co-founder of the Holy Club at Oxford. His brother Charles wrote hymns like 4,000 Tongues to Sing.
That is
is this?
That's probably not right, but...
Newman. Answer. Newman. John Wesley. John Wesley was a founder of this Protestant denomination along with men like George Whitefield. The Tolpuddle Martyrs, a Methodist group, were transported to Australia, but public pressure forced this Prime Minister to pardon them. This man's resignation caused the bedchamber crisis.
Melbourne.
24.
Melbourne.
Toss it 14.
Coincidence.
This project was bought out by International Telephone and Telegraph in 1958. The family that named this project included the businessman William, who decided to exclude black families from buying in. The character of this project changed in 1949 due to Veterans Administration loans, which enabled it to sell units for $60 a month and no down payment. The first 2 years of this project involved the construction of 6,000 Cape Cod-style homes. This Nassau County development was built at a rate of...
Levittown.
It is Levittown. Bonus for Harvard.
What is that?
I did the following about some nationalist movements in Europe for 10 points each. Per Engdahl, who founded this country's far-right SFKO party, gained the backing of industrialists like Ingvar Kamprad. Kamprad founded IKEA in this nation. This man founded the British Union of Fascists and the Union Movement, which gained members in part due to the oratorical skills of Viscount Rothermere.
It's Nicholas something.
Answer? This is Mosley. This country's flirtation with fascism culminated in Rexism, a movement founded by Leon Degrelle. 20 points.
This is Rexism.
It's a fascist.
Test 15. Before becoming king, this man accompanied his newlywed wife, Joan of Navarre, to Aragon in an abortive attempt to place his brother Charles on the throne. This man's daughter, Isabella, claimed that his three stepdaughters had been unfaithful.
Philip.
Prompt.
The fourth.
Power.
Yes.
So, Uranus, we're getting Philip the Fair, is... The original result of this experiment showed a series of intensity peaks at energy intervals of 4.9 EV. For 10 points each, led by this early foundational experiment of quantum mechanics in which electrons were passed through a mercury gas and exhibited absorption peaks at discrete energies.
Yeah,
the Frank Hertz experiment demonstrated that the electron energy would be absorbed inelastically by the mercury gas when it was sufficient to cause one of these events. Answer. This is a quantum transition, or state transition. The Frank Hertz experiment provided evidence in favor of a model of the atom proposed by this Danish physicist who also offered the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics.
Four.
Yeah, so that's 20. You guys got Frank Hertz, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Blank for a second. So after 15, it's 220 for Michigan A, 210 for Harvard A. Toss up 16. One member of this family was defeated at Northallerton and constructed this family's stronghold, Barnard Castle. Another member of this family had his patron defeat Archibald Douglas at the Battle of Halidon Hill to force the surrender of Berwick. That member of this family also defeated Donald, Earl of Mar, at the Battle of Duplin Moor. Another member of this family was called Tomb Tabard or Empty Tabard for losing his lands to Edward I after that member...
Bruce?
No. After that member of this family invaded England when Edward sent an army to Gascony. This family lost its lands when its last influential member, Edward, resigned his lands to Edward III of England in 1356, including a king named John. For 10 points, I identify this family the rivals of the Bruce family for the throne of Scotland.
Valiant.
It is the Valiant.
Brutal.
You didn't know about them?
I know about John.
All right, bonus for Harvard. Identify the following about Mesoamerican mythology for 10 points each. Hernan Cortez wrote in a letter to Charles V that the Aztecs considered him to be this feathered serpent god, although the veracity of that claim is widely disputed. This god was the twin brother of Zoatl. Quetzalcoatl, a ruler of this civilization, is often associated with the cult of Quetzalcoatl. This civilization's name derives from a word meaning reed person. Much of the information about Quetzalcoatl comes from a codex compiled by Bernardino de Sahagún and named for this European city.
Florence.
Mm-hmm.
30 points.
We actually
need to
get tossed and get bonuses with him.
Shut up,
Jeff.
Those are both good things to do.
This ruler secured one title bestowed upon him after winning a major battle at Ashingdon.
Alfred
III. No. though he almost lost another title after being defeated by a coalition of his neighbors at the Battle of the Holy River. The ruthlessness of this king's early reign can be seen in his treacherous murder of his ally, Edric Strayona. This grandson of Misko I was ably advised by the earls Leofric and Godwin, and although he did make Thorkell the Tall ruler of East Anglia, he allowed his laws to be drawn up by Archbishop Wulfstan of York, who obtained his highest position after the death of his one-time rival, Edmund Ironside. Redemptons identified this son of Sven Forkbeard, who held the unified crown of England and Denmark from 1016 till his death in 1035.
Canoe?
Yes.
I think it's two battles called Ashington.
There's Ashington.
No, Ashington is
Albert the Great fought at Ashington.
Yeah, I think I'm
and Eddington.
So, Bonus, as a consul, this man celebrated a triumph over the Ligurians in 233 BCE. For 10 points each, I identify this man known as the Delayer, whose policy of avoiding direct conflicts was readopted after the Roman disaster at Cannae.
Maybe it's Athens.
Yeah. The Fabian Society, founded in the late 19th century England, included members like this playwright of Man and Superman and Pygmalion.
Sure.
A couple with this last name formed a Fabian dining club called the Coefficients. That couple with this surname also co-founded the London School of Economics.
No.
Answer.
Webs.
Yeah. Right. 3 points.
No
toss up. 18. One plan for adopting this document was put forth by the Gang of Eight and denounced as a confederation of shopping centers by a prominent supporter of this document. An early plan for finalizing this document was the failed Victoria Formula. Part of this document was produced by a group including Roy Romanow in the Kitchen Accord. That notwithstanding clause...
Charter of Rights and Freedom.
Yes. The Canadian Constitution or the Charter of Rights and Freedom.
You and your
Canada. Bonus. An expansion of this bill, known as Chapter 33, was proposed by James Webb in 2008. For 10 points each, I identify this 1944 legislation that provided World War II veterans with cheap mortgages and reduced college tuition. John E. Rankin of this state tried to make the GI Bill only apply to white males. The Montgomery GI Bill was sponsored by a congressman from this state, and it was once governed by Ross Burnett. Mississippi. The American Legion partnered with this businessman in its campaign to pass the GI Bill. He had a long-term affair with actress Marion Davies and earlier lost the 1906 New York gubernatorial race to Charles Evans Hughes.
Businessman?
Answer.
Morgan.
William Randolph Hearst. 10 points.
Yeah,
wait, was that 15 on the...
It was not. So, still check with two toss-ups left. It's 230 for Michigan and 290 for Harvard.
Yep.
Toss-up 19. Henry J. Kaiser's shipbuilding business increased the population of Vanport City in this state, and William S. Wren pushed for its namesake system of ballot initiatives and referendums. The largest city in this state was founded by men like William Overton and Asa Lovejoy. Under Governor Barbara Roberts, this state became the first to pass a Death with Dignity Act. Its largest city was...
Oregon?
Power.
Right.
Bonus. This woman moved to Westmoreland County, Virginia, after being denied the right to vote in the Maryland Assembly. For 10 points each, I identify this woman, sometimes called America's first feminist, who helped prevent a mutiny after a 1645 raid on Maryland.
What?
Answer. Margaret Brent. Margaret Brent got her land grant expanded by this proprietor of Maryland, who now lends his name to the state's largest city by population.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Margaret Brent lent her name to one of these vessels, which John Bunker called the Ugly Ducklings of World War II. These cargo vessels provided lend-lease material to Britain.
Are they called clunkers?
Junkers.
Answer?
Clunkers.
Liberty ships, ten points.
Oh, I was just going to say destroyers.
No. Not junkers. Junkers are different.
Also, there's the duck vehicle.
Last toss-up. A political cartoon regarding this event depicts a boat on wheels riding across a bridge with one man saying, "If we let go, we are ruined, and if we hold on, oh, cracky." One opponent of this action, which was advocated by the Pakenham letter, was Silas Wright. John Quincy Adams once alleged in a speech that many Americans would prefer the total dissolution of the United States to this action, which gained strong support from Francis Blair's Washington Globe. Isaac Van Zandt negotiated preliminaries to this action with one of its supporters, Abel Upshur, and this action was opposed by presidential hopefuls Martin Van Buren.
Annexation.
It is the annexation of Texas.
Yeah. I think I saw that cartoon in high school.
So, bonus.
Well,
This city was captured by the Gittians, who came out of the Zagros Mountains in 2180 BCE. For 10 points each, name this capital city of a namesake dynasty founded in the 24th century BCE. Yep. This great subject of the king of a battle epic founded Akkad and conquered into Iran and Syria after overthrowing Uruzbaba.
Sargon.
Yeah. This grandson of Sargon took the title of king of the four quarters and ruled over the Akkadian Empire's greatest extent.
He showed up yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get him that either.
Damn,
answer. Naram Sin. So that's 20. So that makes the final score of 260 to 315. So on the protest, they got 40 points there. So I think it's within range for that to matter.
Well, do you want
to
give us a bonus now so we can see if it matters?
So let's work out what that would be.
Well, we would need to get at least 10. Do we need to get any points to get?
They would lose.
We get 15. So, if we get one bonus point, we win. We have a chance to win.
Okay, so, I'll read you a bonus.
It's 260 to 315, right?
Now. Yeah.
260 to 315. So, if we have one bonus point, then.
Okay, so I'll read you a bonus now. Then I'll go as math. So, bonus. This action was advocated by James Adams, governor of South Carolina, as well as a senator who noted the incongruity between domestic and international purchases. For 10 points each, identify this never realized policy whose advocates demanded a repeal of an 1808 statute.
Is
this in America or not?
Something with slavery.
Yeah. Answer.
Importation of slavery. Reinstituted.
Probably.
Yeah. This was the Alabama senator who advocated for the resumption of the slave trade, a leader of the Fire Eaters along with Barnwell Rhett. Answer. This is Yancey. Yancey was instrumental in securing the nomination on the Southern Democratic ticket of this presidential candidate, Buchanan's vice president and a senator from Kentucky. Answer. John Cable Breckinridge. Okay, so you guys would have gained 25 points by that, and they would have lost 40, so that's 65 point difference.
We would have won if that had. The protest is going all the way.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'll talk to
Matt about that.